You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome once again. It is that time. It really is. It's that time for one of your favorite radio programs. It's time for your spiritual GPS to success. And I am so happy. I really am. Yeah, come on. Let me hear you. I love the applause. I just love it. I really, really do. I pray that you are doing really good, enjoying the summer. It's hot. It really is. It's hot, at least where we are. I was in Houston a few weeks ago. Well, really, last weekend I was in Houston. And I forgot how hot it gets in Houston. Now, that's my hometown, and I love Houston. God knows it's the truth. But, oh, my God, I forgot how hot. Do you know it was over 100 degrees in Houston? Ooh, Jesus. I'm telling you, I was. But welcome to all of you. Thank you very much for your love and your support. I certainly do appreciate you, and I want to encourage you to continue to follow and stay connected with your spiritual GPS to success. I believe that God has great plans for you. I believe that you came to this earth with an idea that God is using to better life, not only for you, but others around you. I just want to encourage you to hang on in there. Keep going strong. Don't give up on your ideas. Don't give up on your dreams. God is really with you. He really is. So you got to hang in there. You got to hold tight. Now, listen, I want you to know today we're going to talk about something. I want to ask the question, where are you going? Where are you going? Have you ever been with your kids and, they're riding in the back seat? And heaven help us if they're in the passenger seat. But they just sometimes say, Daddy, where are we going? Sometimes you want to surprise them. But, you know, it really is a legitimate question to ask. So where are you going? Where are you going? If you are in the driver's seat of your life, if you are in the driving seat of your truck, your car, whatever it may be, especially the pilot that's on the plane, if you are in the driver's seat, there has to be some understanding as to where are you going? Where are we going in life? And I want you to know you're in charge of that. You are in charge of where you're going, where you are headed. So you got to have an answer to that question. Where am I going? What is it that I'm looking to do in my life? What is it? What am I trying to achieve? What am I achieving? So we want to deal with that. Where are you going? And I believe and I pray that you're headed to greater success. Well, listen, I got some callers already in queue, so I got to get to those callers and give them an insightful reading on today. And if you want to be a part of our recorded studio audience, all you have to do is text the word LOA to 40691. That's LOA, and that stands for Law of Attraction. If you text LOA to 40691, you too will be alerted as to when I'm doing a live recording of this broadcast. And you can join in as well and get a reading with me, okay? Now listen, because I got some other things I got to tell you, but don't you go anywhere. I want you to think about that question. Where am I going? Okay? I'll be right back, everybody. Your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael L. Mosley. I just believe that you are destined for great success. Now, that's depending on you, though. You know, it has been stated so many times that you are the creator of your reality. Whatever is happening in your life, some way, somehow, you created it. Mm-hmm. And many times we create it by our thoughts, by what we're thinking, what we are feeling. So I want to ask the question on today, where are you going in your life? Now, we have thankfully made it to the halfway point of the year. You know, we're in the summer now, so we made it 2021. We're halfway through it. So now where are you wanting to go the remaining of this year? Where do you desire to be by December? Where are you going? You know, I remember when I was taking driver lessons. I was learning how to drive. That was years ago. Of course, I was a teenager. And I remember now I don't know how they do it now, but back then they had a brake on the driver's side and they had a pedal to brake on the passenger side. That's for the teacher. And so she could brake anytime that she or he wanted to. Well, I remember the teacher told me to make a left turn. And I did, and I turned, and the car went up on the curb. Now, the reason why the car went on the curb was because I was so busy looking at the car. I was amazed because, you know, it was a big car. Back then, they didn't have these little ones like we have now, but it was a big car. And so I don't know what possessed me. I was just so in awe that as I was turning the steering wheel, this car was actually turning. And I'm like, whoa. And then next thing I know, I hit the curb and she hit that doggone brake on her side. And it just made the car just kind of bump a little bit. And she said, Michael, she hollered at me. Can you believe that? That made me mad. She hollered at me and she told me, don't look at the car. Look at where you're going. And I never forgot it. I was so busy looking at the car turning till I didn't even look at the lane. Now, of course, we do it automatically now. But what I've learned from that is look at where you're going. You're looking into the lane that you're desiring to go into. Where are you going? Now, you are driving your car. I want to know, where are you going? That's something for all of us to think about. Where am I going in my life? I got to look in that direction. Listen, I'm getting ready to go, I believe, to Houston, Texas. A lovely young lady that is waiting in queue. I believe her name is Jessica. Jessica, are you there? Oh, Jessica.
Can
where
you hear
are
me?
You? Jessica? Uh-oh, I think Jessica got muted or something.
Can you
went
hear
wrong.
Me?
There we go, Jessica. How you doing?
I'm good. And I just love the topic for today's show. Today is my birthday, actually. And it's so funny. That's kind of been the theme for my life. Just stepping into this month, it's been about where am I going? And like you said, a lot of times we find ourselves in situations and we want to blame everything else around us. But ultimately, the choices that we're making is what put us in those situations.
First of all, let's say happy birthday to you. Now, how old are you today, Jessica?
33.
Say it again?
33.
33? Oh, my, you really do sound like you're about 21. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations,
thank you.
Jessica. So, Jessica, happy 33rd birthday. And, Jessica, tell us, now, by this being your birthday, where do you see your life going? Where are you headed in your life?
I see myself, I see my life going nowhere but up from here. I took a few hard breaks. I think in 2000, it's so funny, in 2016, a lot happened, and it's so funny that I made a full circle and came back to my hometown. And I really did just have to ask myself, where am I going? And so recently, I'm engaged, but I decided not to live or cohabitate with my partner. We were staying with her mother. And in my mind, I said, this is stressful. I can't keep doing this, or I can't keep going in this direction. So I actually just moved into my own place a few days ago. So that's kind of where I'm at. And at this point, I'm just looking to manifest just bigger things and just move forward with life. Sorry, I'm rambling.
Well, you know what? I congratulate you. And I really do. When you said it was stressful, well, the first thing we had to get out of was the stress. And that's the key in life. If you find yourself,
because I knew I couldn't create.
Yes.
I couldn't create under a mind of stress.
You can. Well, let's say it this way. Technically, you can. It's just that you're creating more stress.
Well, I can, but I'm creating more stress. So
exactly.
I noticed that I was starting to lose confidence, wasn't going for the job promotions and stuff like that. I started noticing that about myself. I just started going down. So I didn't break off the engagement, but I knew that I could not. I have a child as well. She's 14. She just made 14 this month, too. We're both Gemini. And
wonderful.
I just knew it was taking a toll on both of us.
So well, you know what? Again, let me share this with you. I feel that you are in a wonderful point in your life, that you are creating again what you desire. You're creating the joys that you desire. And I encourage you to stay focused on those joys now. And I'm very clear about that. Stay focused on those joys. This is your birthday today. I want you to have as much fun as you can today and even the remainder of this week, because fun will manifest and create more fun. So today, use today as, how can we say, like a booster, a power booster. Have fun to jumpstart the remaining of this year. And I love what you also said. She said something that said, I can only go but up from here. Well, a dear friend of mine, he always would say this statement, if you can look up, you can get up. So that tells me undoubtedly you are looking up, and so you are getting up and moving up. So I want to congratulate you on that, Jessica. Now, Jessica, is there a question or something that I can look into for you on today?
I guess career-wise, I don't know if I should try to move up where I am, or should I be looking into something else possibly?
Well, because
I'm with an 18.
Well, because of where you are right now, this is what I hear for you. It's you have, how can I know what I want to say to you, but how do I verbalize this to you? I need you to re-examine yourself and be with yourself. You have a lot more qualities than what you give yourself credit for. And I need you to rehearse or go back over your resume. I don't know why, but I feel like wherever you are, you can advance right there. It's just that you got to believe again.
I feel that too. But I feel like I was so stressed with my last living situation that I couldn't even do it.
Yes. So right now, that I feel that where you are is a good place. Go back and build yourself. In church, we would say the word revive, you know, revival or revive us. So right now, that just needs to be a reviving or refreshing within yourself. Also, if you get a chance, I'm going to encourage you, get some Florida water. Every now and then, just put a little bit of Florida water, just dab a little bit behind your ear or just somewhere on you, that wherever you can take it, just a little dab, because it's a sign of refreshing, a sign of a boost of energy coming to you. So happy birthday,
I love
Jessica.
That water, and I don't have any. Thank you. I'll do that.
Well, now listen, you got to promise me you're going to have a good time, okay? You're going to have a good time today, correct?
I will do. Correct. I'm getting ready to go get a massage. So, yes.
Oh, I got one of those a day before yesterday. It was wonderful. Happy birthday to you, Jessica. And stay on your spiritual path to success, okay? You're going up, okay?
All right.
Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your host. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And you know what? Hey, where are you going? Where are you going? I want you to think about that question. Where am I going? I'll be right back, everybody. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Where are you going? Now, somebody in your car right now driving. And where are you going? I'm going to the store. Well, when you get there, don't forget, buy me something. Oh, you know what? This Sunday, at the time of this recording, this Sunday is going to be Father's Day. So, hey, happy Father's Day to all of you wonderful, wonderful brothers out there. Happy Father's Day. Listen, I believe I'm going to Chicago right now to talk to Milton. Milton, how you doing on today?
I'm doing well today. How are you?
I am doing wonderful, Milton. Now, Milton, are you a dad? Milton?
I am a goddad. I don't have biological children myself, but I'm a godfather.
I like that. Now, that means you volunteer to help raise a child, or you volunteer to help encourage that child. And that's, I have to say, I commend you for that, because you don't have to do that. But so whatever you do, you really do it genuinely from your heart. So I congratulate you, Milton. Now, Milton, answer the question for me that we have today. We're asking everybody, where are you going? Where do you see yourself going since we're at this halfway mark of 2021? Where do you see yourself going in life?
Well, Dr. Mosley, this is an interesting topic because I, in a way, just kind of see myself going in a variety of different directions. And I don't know, I tend not to have a lot of focus in that area. Mm-hmm. There are lots of things I want to do, lots of directions that I want to go in, but I can't seem to choose one.
What is the one that always stays on your mind?
Well, I have thoughts of moving to Florida and starting over in Florida. I do think about that.
Now, what is coming to me for you, Milton, is that the one thought that you think about the most about moving to Florida?
Yes.
So why haven't you done that yet?
I think my problem is I tend to come up with reasons not to, or I tend to cater to a lot of people's needs other than my own. And so I think that kind of takes my mind off of it, and I end up not doing, some of the things I want to do.
So, Milton, evidently you have not purchased my book that's been out for a couple of years. Milton, you're going to be on my bad list right now, because evidently you haven't purchased it, or either you haven't read it.
Okay, well, I got to make sure I get that.
Milton, and honestly, that's what comes to me, because the name of the book is Talk Yourself Into It. You have to talk yourself into where you're going. Now, Milton, what is coming to me also is that you also are dealing with a fear factor of what if it don't work. That's what you're dealing with. What if it doesn't work? You're looking for a backup plan. And this is, and you're very smart. I don't know what you do, but you're very smart and you're very knowledgeable. Now, sometimes there's a problem with people that are very knowledgeable. I'm going to tell you what that is. Sometimes we know so much till it's hard for us to make a decision, because we know what all can go wrong. We know this can go wrong. We know that can go wrong. We know that can go wrong. And so we choose to focus on the things that could go wrong as opposed to the things that can go right. So, you know, I'm going to tell you this way. You know too much. You just a little know-it-all. You just know too much. Listen, you've got to step back and talk yourself into Florida. Talk yourself into the beautiful... the beautiful area, because it is, it's very pretty out there. The palm trees, the orange groves, the fresh air, the beaches that are there. Oh, God, I had a great time out at the beach in Orlando. You really have to just talk yourself into it. That is great success. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say it this way, what Spirit is giving to me to share with you. Talk yourself into fulfillment. Talk yourself into being fulfilled, because right now, this has been a lingering desire about Florida, and you really won't be satisfied until you really give it a good go at it, okay? Right. Does that make sense to you, Mr. Middleton?
Yeah, it does.
Now, the other thing I want to share this with you, and I'm going to ask you, I'm going to say this to you. You got to realize that you're not by yourself. That's what Spirit is trying to tell me to tell you. You're not alone. You're not alone. There's great success around you. You got to remember, you are not by yourself. And sometimes that also plays a part. Well, if I had somebody to go with me, that may help me. But you're not alone. And I believe, I'm very confident that as you make the steps forward to Florida, you will be accompanied by great motivation. Okay? Did you hear me?
Okay.
Now, Milton, did you have a question for me?
That was it. I guess just generally, what did you see for me?
I see you in Florida.
In the near future.
I really do. Honestly, I do. I see you in Florida.
Okay.
Now, I don't see you. It's like a car. I see you in a car, but it's a small, it looked like a sports car, but it's kind of small, but I really do see you having a great time. I don't know what your skin complexion, but I see these dark sunglasses on you. So I believe you're driving in the sun and enjoying the journey of Florida. Now, as you go, please know this, God will make financial accommodations for you. That's what he's trying to tell me, or that's what he is telling me, okay? So let's look forward to going to Florida, okay?
Okay.
Well, keep me posted and let me know. People don't send postcards nowadays. We just text all the time, but text me a postcard from Florida, okay? Would you do that for me, Milton?
All right, I will.
Blessings to you, Milton. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. Spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Listen, where are you going in life? You are in the driver's seat. Now, you know what? Milton said something that was very, very important. That now, if you're in the driver's seat, you got to focus. You got to focus on where you're going. You have to really maintain that focus. You know, other things may come your way. That's what they teach you in driving school, right? There may be a stick in the middle of the road, or there may be a bump in the middle of the road. You got to pay attention, but I'm still focused. Other things may come. Sometimes there's a big pothole and you may swerve around it, or different things that may come about while you're driving, you know, but you still got to maintain focus. I am headed to this store. I am headed to the airport. Wherever you're going, I want to encourage you today to stay focused. Where are you going in your life? Where are you going? I'm going somewhere, right? Somebody can make that statement right now. I am going. I just refuse to stay here. I'm going somewhere in my life. Listen, I also need to tell you this. I want you to book your session with me, okay? I have a wonderful treat. If you would text the word reading to 40691 and you use the code word plans, PLANS, you'll get 25% off of your next reading, okay? You'll do it. You will get that 25% off. The reason why, because I believe that God has plans for your life for the rest of this year. Plans for you to prosper, plans for you to achieve, and some great plans for you to receive. So I want you to book your next session with me. Yeah, I want to talk with you one-on-one. So text the word reading to 40691 and use the code word plans and receive 25% off of your next reading. I'm going to Seattle. I believe I'm going to talk to Keisha. Keisha, how you doing on today?
I am doing very well, Dr. Mosley. I'm happy to talk to you. I get you every year right before my birthday, and I just picked up my phone this morning, and I said, oh, my God, he's going live. I got a call.
Oh, well, I'm grateful for you, Keisha. Now, when is your birthday?
June 24th.
Oh, it's coming up really quickly. Congratulations.
Oh, Thank you.
What, you going to turn it up for your birthday?
I'm going to certainly try.
So now, Keisha, as we're asking the question, where are you going? So now this is a pivotal time for you, just like it was for Jessica. Hey, this is a wonderful time for you to realize, where am I going? I made it another year, and you should be very proud of that. I really do mean that. You should be very, very proud that you're still here, even after COVID-19, after so much has gone on, quarantine and whatever is going on, you're still here. But where are you going, Keisha? Where are you going in your life?
So that's a good question. That's what prompted me to call in. Life has been pretty amazing over the last 5 or so years, but especially this last year. Work is great. I've excelled really good there. Family life is great. Relationships have been a little disappointing recently, but I've decided to kind of focus more on me. And I'm kind of at the point of life now, as I'm approaching my next birthday here, that I want to do something that is more fulfilling to me, something that kind of allows me my more creativity. And I just don't know which direction to go. I either, my two favorite things is learning and teaching. And I don't want to necessarily be a teacher in a school, but I want to do something that fulfills me. And I think that even with my success right now, there's just that certain itch that's not being scratched as it applies to how I live. So I'm looking to find some tips on what can I do next, or just where do you see me going?
Well, that's easy. That really is almost too easy, because they both are the same. A teacher is always going to be a student. So they're one and the same. You're just teaching what you're learning. And I think that's the best way to look at that. Sometimes we look at a teacher, well, they got to be an expert or they have to know everything. No, you don't. All you're doing is you're teaching what you're learning. Now, something about teaching, of course, many people know that I do that all the time, but it's sometimes I would say, well, now, you know, God, this other person teaching the same thing, or this person is teaching this, or they're doing that. But Spirit told me they're not teaching it the way you can teach it. Everybody learns differently. So sometimes God will give you a way of teaching that same thing, but it's a different way. Your method, or even hearing your voice, or even if you are teaching the same thing, you make that, you make another classroom for somebody else to join. So please know that you are very much needed, and I'm going to go here, as a spiritual teacher. You really need to teach more about attracting, and I really hear this. I hear this in my ear, manifesting your dreams. Now, if you're going to teach about manifesting your dreams, that means you have to be a manifester of your dreams. So do you see how all of this is working together for you?
Yep. So, I'm just tired of teaching people in relationships.
Well, the thing is that I need you to understand is it's not the relationship right now. It's the self-image. It's yourself. I need you to build yourself. We want to jump into the relationship, but again, what is this season trying to teach me? It's you. We need to focus more on you right now, preparing you for the relationship. What is that? What is it that Keisha is needing to understand about herself? And in that, you are teaching about the relationship. I thank God that I'm married to a beautiful lady, but I have to know more about me to be able to cater to her. She has to know more about herself to be able to cater to me. But what we do, we just jump right into the relationship, to the partnership. So I need you to grow. Where do you see your life going? My wife is going to eventually call me and say, well, darling, what do you want for lunch? Well, that means I need to know more about me to know what I want to tell her that she can get it for me. Does that make sense?
It sure does. Yes, it does.
So I want you to realize you are a wonderful educator, and an educator is always going to be a student. So teach others what you are learning, and in doing that, you're causing it to sink in more within yourself. Does that make sense, Keisha?
Yes, it does.
Well, Keisha, I wish you the happiest birthday. Go on. Now, how old will you be this birthday, Keisha?
37.
Ooh, go ahead. All these 30s around here. And I'm 52. Y'all,
we coming up now.
I'm telling you. Y'all keep going. No, y'all going to pass me up after a while. Y'all going to pass me up.
Well, thank you, Dr. Mosley. I appreciate you always.
Blessings to you, and enjoy your birthday, okay? Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want you, don't forget, something is happening on my internet. It's trying to tell me something. But listen, don't forget that you can text the word reading to 40691, okay? Text the word reading to 40691. I believe I'm going to, I haven't heard from, is Chunky Mocha? How you doing, Chunky Mocha?
Hey, Dr. Mosley, I miss you.
Oh, I miss you too, little angel. Bless 60. How is your little boy?
Oh, he is good. That's what I was calling about today, too.
Oh, as soon as I heard your voice, your little boy, it just popped up in me. So now, first, before I go there, tell me something, Chucky. Where are you going in life? Now, where you see yourself going? You made it to the first half of 2021. Now, where are you going from here?
I see myself going to a great place. That's what I manifest. That's what I pray. You know, I'm praying that, you know, for a wonderful family, possibly marriage, you know, more income for my business. So I feel like I'm going a lot of places. It's too many to name.
I like that you said, I feel like that's, did y'all hear her say that? I feel like I'm going a lot of places. Now, everything is predicated upon your feelings. So that means you're feeling good. And that's a good indicator mm-hmm. that you really are going a lot of wonderful places. And I really do believe that is what is happening. So tell me about your little boy. What's going on?
So, okay, this may not be big for everybody else, but it's big for me. You know, I have been working with my son, who is my precious baby boy. And, you know, he's very, very, very smart. So I wanted to, you know, advance him into kindergarten this year because he has a late birthday and he turns 5. So, you know, within my state, I don't know why it is, but, you know, you have to be 5 by September 1st in order to get in kindergarten. So I've been testing him, you know, into trying to get into kindergarten, and he failed one of his tests, but he has one coming up. So, again, this is what I've been praying for. This is what I've been manifesting. I do feel it, but it just makes my anxiety go through the roof. Do you see my son, starting kindergarten this school year?
Do I see him starting kindergarten this school year?
Mm-hmm. Okay. This coming school year in the fall.
Not in a public school, no. I do not. That does not mean he cannot. What I do see is that I do see him in school. I do see him in a schooling situation. Now, that may be a private school, but I don't see him in a public school.
Right.
But it may be a private school. Right. Now, I need you to go back to what you just said. I feel like I'm going a lot of places. And I need you to realize everything is based on your feeling. This is what you're praying for. You're praying for great success for your son. Now, with whatever we're praying for, sometime, let's say if I'm praying for maybe a steak, then sometime I may need the monies to get the steak, or I may need to go in the kitchen and cook it myself. Either way, I'm going to get that steak. So now, what I need you to realize is that Spirit is with you to help you achieve that dream. You can. I do see him in private school. He can do that. And you can manifest the monies to do that, to support him in that private school. God is, you know, there's a scripture that says all things are possible to him that believes. So I want you to realize that that is possible. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Now, the other thing is, I do feel that when he does start school in the public arena, I do feel that he will advance very rapidly. I do feel that once, when he does start kindergarten, that he will advance. He may skip first grade, or he may skip second grade. So the key thing I want you to realize, go with the flow. Keep instructing your child. Keep encouraging your child. Even if he does not go to school right now, the teaching is still there. And when he does get in school, it's going to amaze everybody. You're still advancing him. You're still training him, which is absolutely amazing. So that's the goal to look at. I'm not really too much worried about the school, because evidently you're doing such an amazing job teaching him. So you may even want to look at homeschooling him. You are doing such an amazing job. Till if he does get into public school, it may slow him down. So the goal, the ultimate goal, is to advance him in his learning. It doesn't matter about what school he's in, private or public. The goal is to advance him. Where do we need to continue his advancement? And that advancement is definitely predicated upon you, because you have done an amazing job with him. Does that make sense to you?
It does. Thank you.
So let's keep going. Give him an extra hug for me, okay? Would you do that?
I will. And do you see anything else, you know, with me that raises any red flags or anything?
I ain't talking about your love life. I ain't talking about your love life. I will tell you this. You know, for some reason, I see a picture, but the picture that I'm looking at is things are becoming smoother. That's the way I could say that. Things are becoming smoother. You know, it's something like I just told, I think it was the last caller, and I want to say the same thing to you. Please focus more on you when it comes to the relationship.
Okay.
Focus more on you. You are becoming even more attractive. You want to attract the right individual into your life, or maintain the individual in your life. Focus on you. Everything is centering around you. That's why marketing is a $1 billion industry, because everybody have to get the right commercial, the right. Do you know these commercials that you see on the Super Bowl, some people pay $1 million just for that 30-second commercial. It's because they have to get the attention just right to sell that product. Well, I want you to focus more on you. Please remember, you are amazing. Can you say that for me? I am amazing. Say that for me.
Yes, I am amazing. I already know that.
I need you to maintain that concept. I need you to maintain that, because if you do that, you're going to find yourself attracting more and more wonderful opportunities, okay?
Okay.
Hang in there, my dear. You be blessed, and give a hug to my little friend. Would you do that for me?
I sure will.
Thank you so much. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Let me see if I can go to Joan real quickly and talk with her. And while Joan is getting on the line, don't forget, text the word reading to 40691. Text the word reading to 40691. Now, if you use the code word plans, then you receive 25% off of your reading. I believe that God have great plans for you, even right now for this summer. Oh, not just for Thanksgiving and Christmas. I believe he has it for you right now. I'm getting ready to talk to Joan. Joan, how are you doing on today?
Hi, Michael. I'm good. I'm glad to talk to you again.
Oh, well, the joy is mine. So now, Joan, tell me, where are you going? You made it to the middle of the year, so congratulations to that. But where do you see yourself going the rest of this year?
Well, the reason I'm calling you is I'm wondering, well, I'm trying to manifest earning extra money doing my artwork. Mm-hmm. I've done artwork through the years. I've given it away. I've done gifts. And now that I'm retired, I'm looking at earning a little extra couple bucks with my artwork. The trouble is, I'm creatively constipated, Michael.
Okay. Never heard it quite put like that before, but okay. So tell me, what does that mean for you? What does that mean? Does that mean you can't produce any artwork? No, your creativity is stopped, or what? What does that mean?
Well, it's kind of starting up again. I guess I'm asking you, do you see me actually selling things? I have a portfolio with a lot of artwork that I've done in the past. I'm 62 now, and I'd like to sell it, and I'd like to have like little jobs creating. I paint ceramics, outdoor ceramic statues, and I restore them, and I really love doing that. And all types of artwork. Do you see me earning a living doing that? Or extra income, not a living?
Well, yes, I do. First of all, yes. But and again, that's almost like an easy answer. So let me make more sense of that. I do really see it. But the problem where I come in, and this is what I tell people as a spiritual teacher, you can have anything you want. My job is to tell you what is blocking you from having it. So
mm-hmm, that's what I need.
The one thing that is blocking you, you're starting to put more emphasis on a little area called need. It's starting to feel mm-hmm. like, oh my God, I just want a little extra income, but oh my God, it's not coming through like I want. Oh my God, it's like, I need this little extra income. Although it may be a little bit, I'm starting to need, and you're putting more energy toward that area of need, and that energy is coming from your creative energy, which is blocking it.
Mm-hmm.
What we need to do, or what we should expect to do, is relax a little bit. Relax a lot, matter of fact. I just told one person, please have a lot of fun, because fun manifests more fun. Fun mm-hmm. helps your creativity. Fun when you relax. I never realized this. I was so used to working so much, and I enjoy working, but I never wanted a vacation. And I'm like, I don't need no vacation. I have fun with what I'm doing. But I didn't realize that if I do take a moment to just get away and go to the beach, now I just love the beach. But when I get a chance to get away, it does. It creates so much motivation in me. So I need you to practice relaxation. Doing this, remember how you got started. You started doing this for the fun of it. You love what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that, when you tap back into that vein, that's when the creativity will start again. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't gone anywhere. It's just, it's been kind of focused on where I need to get this done. I need to get this done. No, get rid of need and focus more on enjoyment. You'll see a great change if you focus more on the enjoyment. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it sure does.
So I want you to really relax, go have some fun, and really, it will come. You know, I can't stress that enough, because I really do feel this. It will come. Now, I have to also tell you what Spirit is saying for me. Some things you are going to sell, you really are, but then there's some things you're going to give. You're just going to give it away.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why,
mm-hmm.
because giving also brings you satisfaction. It's the
mm-hmm.
energy of it. It's like, you like that here. You can take that, and it made you feel good. Now, some things we have to sell because we want, you know, finances from it. But
mm-hmm.
and there's nothing wrong with that. But I do feel also, maybe if they buy this and you say, well, do you like this? And I'll give that one to you if you want. You know, because it's the energy that you're tapping into, that freely giving energy, which is also what sparks your creativity. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So get back into that area of fun, relaxation, and giving. And I promise you, you'll tap back into that creative energy, okay?
Okay, Michael.
God bless you, Joan. You enjoy yourself and enjoy this great summer, okay?
I will. You do the same, Michael.
I promise you I will. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Mosley. Have you texted the word reading to 40691? Get your personal one-on-one reading with me. Don't forget to use the code word plans and receive 25% off. I'll be right back. I got other callers in queue. I'll be right back, everybody. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and I enjoy being a life coach. I really do, because it really is about success, you achieving your goals. God did not bring you here for you to just simply struggle. No, I don't even think that was anywhere part of the goal. No, He wanted you to realize what you can do, and it can be done. It really can. I hold on to that scripture in the Bible that says all things are possible to him that believe. But you got to believe now, okay? You really do. You have to believe it is possible. You can do it. Text the word reading to 40691 and schedule your personal private one-on-one reading with me, okay? Use the code word plans. And receive 25% off, okay? My little summer gift to you. Maybe it's for, maybe you can get that for your father or some wonderful gentleman in your life, that husband, even that son that maybe trying to decide what he wants to do in life. Yeah, you probably do that. I'm ready to go to Alabama. Now, let's see. There's a lovely lady there. Let's see if I can get her to unmute her line. And so we can see if I can talk with her in Alabama. And while she is unmuting her line, don't forget, go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com, okay? That's drmichaelmosley.com. Let me go to Miss Bassett. How are you doing, Miss Bassett?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I am doing really good. Now, you called me from Alabama. Where in Alabama are you?
Bruton.
Say that again.
Bruton. Yeah, it's about an hour from Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, really? Wow. Now, do you go to Pensacola, Florida often?
Quite frequently, like weekly.
Oh, I like that, weekly. Yes. Okay. Well, now, Miss Bassett, tell me now, you've made it to the halfway point of this year. And thanks be to God for that. Where do you see yourself going?
I can see myself continuing in teaching.
Oh, I like.
I don't know whether I'll be going back into the public school setting, or if I'll be teaching at our full. It's interesting that I got the message today for the online counseling, and I'm just in awe because we were contracted to start building the school. We have the Bible College, mm-hmm. and we contracted to start building last year. Wow. And we've had several delays, and actually there was something happened out in Texas that delayed our building getting here. Well, the building got here about a month ago, and we're still experiencing delays, and I'm just, okay, well, Lord, what am I going to do? Because, which,
you know,
I'm just in amazement.
So you're a Bible teacher. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, we have a Bible college, yes.
Okay, and you have a Bible college.
And I teach it, yes. And I teach in the public school system.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. So you are, so you had a building to come to mm-hmm. your area for the school. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, you know, I don't know how to tell you this. Well, yes, I do. The word that comes to me, we use this word in church a lot, and that word is warfare. It's warfare. Now, some things, what I want you to understand about warfare is that it really is in the spiritual realm. It really is. It's not necessarily personal, but it is in the spiritual realm. But it will manifest. Your Bible college will manifest. It's just that there's some spiritual warfare that is going on. It's a territorial type energy right now. There's mm-hmm. also a little bit of racism that is going on. Now, that's spiritual warfare as well.
Mm.
It's
wow.
spiritual.
Okay.
It's not, you know, just, I know we look at the color of the skin and all that, but it's more so spiritual energy. That's the way he's giving it to me. And so I want you to realize everything is working out, but I need you to maintain, this is the word that I'm hearing, maintain your confidence. Your confidence that it is going to happen. Now, things get stressful and they get frustrating. Yes, that's definitely true. Mm-hmm. But maintain your confidence that it'll happen when it's supposed to happen. That's what I want you to maintain. Mm-hmm. It'll happen when it's supposed to happen. God is with me. It'll happen when it's supposed to happen. But at the same time, you're going to start seeing, I don't know, well, your personal income is going to increase.
Mm-hmm.
Your personal income is going to increase. Not only is your personal income going to increase, but you're going to also find yourself attracting other people. It's like, how do I say, influence. Your influence is going to increase. So I need you to realize that God is, I told a gentleman this, I gave a reading to a gentleman, in fact, last night, and I told him these words. I said, you're building your campaign. Because I see him running for public office. Now, for you, I'm not saying that you will run for public office, but I will say you are building a campaign for higher learning and greater achievement. You are building a campaign, and God is showing what can be done through you. So please hold on to that. Everything is coming. Keep your praise and your worship going. It is working in this warfare that you are engaged in. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So don't.
I don't know if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2016. I started listening to you in 2015 through LOA. Radio.
Oh, okay.
And in 2016, you gave me a word. I was building my house then, and I just delay after delay, and we got into a real sticky situation with the builder. And you told me to continue to visualize even the pool.
Yes.
The pool has not been built yet, and there's even delays with that. I mean, paid for everything, but there is just delays with ordering the materials, and the builder called me last week for the pool, and he was like, well, I've ordered, and it's just a delay with with the, everything going on, and I'm like, okay, well, it's already done, but it's just the manifestation of it.
You know what?
And I mean,
that is amazing to me. It really is. I remember now that you bring it to my mind. I remember.
Yes.
I remember. You know, I want you, you're another one. I want you to get some Florida water. I want you to get some Florida water. And I just want you, now for you, I want you to dab a little bit on your hands. Or I have some Florida water soap. And I can't use it on my body, but I do use it on my hands. And I just wash my hands with the Florida water soap. Now, Florida water is a good clearing agent or a cleaning agent that, when I say cleaning, it clears a lot of negative energy. And so I really feel, because we're involved in spiritual warfare, just try to use a little bit of Florida water on your hands, just dab a little bit. And I want you to start imagining yourself or your children swimming in that pool. God is going to expedite that. And I really hear this very clearly. I'm glad you mentioned that, because you just inspired me right now. The reason why I'm getting another home right now, the home that I'm getting does not have a pool like I wanted. So I said, well, I'll just get one to add it, which is fine. You just sparked that inside of me. Like, I'm ready to get my pool now. When, as soon as I go to closing, I'm going to put me a pool in this park. So I congratulate you. And please know that you are involved in a great level of success, but it's a motivator to not just you, but many other people. Okay.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, Teacher Bassett. Stay encouraged and keep me posted on your success, okay?
Okay, I will.
God bless your heart. Oh, Harriet is waiting in queue. I got a few more minutes. Let's see if I can get to Harriet real quickly. Harriet, I need you to unmute your phone so I can talk to you. Oh, don't forget, everybody, text the word reading to 40691. Text the word reading to 40691. And you too can get a reading with me. Don't forget to use the code word PLANS, PLANS. Okay, use that code word PLANS and you'll get 25% off of your next reading. Harriet, I only have about a minute left, but how you doing?
Dr. Mosley, I'm fine. I'm blessed. And you?
You know what, Harriet? I wanted to really make sure I got to you because I understand your father-in-law passed. No, your father passed.
My father, yes.
And I wanted to make sure that let you know that I'm praying for you this Father's Day. I know, I believe he was a daddy's girl. Were you a daddy's girl?
A little,
okay.
I was the baby.
Oh, you were the baby, then you ought to be everybody's girl. Then the baby gets the attention from everybody. But I wanted to let you know that Spirit is really with you, and that I'm celebrating your father with you. Keep the memory alive and just enjoy life this summer. So, Harriet, was there a quick question that you had for me?
Just tell me what you see coming up for me, Dr. Mosley.
I really do see, honestly, I see like a certification, like you just got a certificate or something. It's some piece of paper that's saying, and you're smiling. It's like you're showing it on Facebook. You're showing the a piece of paper. So it's something that is certifying, something that you achieved. It's a goal that you have achieved, and it's wonderful. So whatever goal that you have right now, it is achieving. You're on the right path. Keep going. Don't become distracted. Even if you got to do something again, because I feel like I'm in that scripture when God told Peter, launch out into the deep again, do it again. Even if you got to do something again, you still are achieving success. You're not losing time. You're not wasting time. You are achieving goals. And that's what I want you to focus on. Okay.
Alrighty.
Well, blessings to you, Harriet. Stay encouraged. And to all of you, I love you very, very much. Thank you for being a part of your spiritual GPS to success. I will always be your spiritual life coach as long as you let me. But hey, I'm not out of words. Oh, but I am out of time. So listen, I got to go. But I love you dearly. Stay encouraged and stay on your path, creating and achieving your goals, your spiritual path of success. I'll talk to you again real soon. Text the word reading to 40691 and schedule your reading. Don't forget, use the code word PLANS, PLANS. All right. And you receive 25% off. Go to www.drmichaelmosley.com. Blessings, everybody. I'll talk to you again real soon.